Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, A Worthwhile Wait, was written by Leslie Coe. Stuck in a stressful job with long hours and an unreasonable boss, James wished he could quit, but he had a mortgage, a wife, and a young child to take care of. He was tempted to resign anyway, but his wife reminded him, "Let's hang on and see what God will give us." Many months later, their prayers were answered. James found a new job that he enjoyed and gave him more time with the family. "Those months were long," he told me, "but I'm glad I waited for God's plan to unfold in His time." Waiting for God's help in the midst of trouble is hard. It can be tempting to try to find our own solution first. The Israelites did just that. Under threat from their enemies, they sought help from Egypt instead of turning to God. But God told them in Isaiah chapter 30 that if they would repent and put their trust in Him, they would find strength and salvation. In fact, He added, "The Lord longs to be gracious to you." Waiting for God takes faith and patience. But when we see His answer at the end of it all, we'll realize it was worth it. Blessed are all who wait for Him. And what's even more amazing, God is waiting for us to come to Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 through 19. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses." Therefore, you will flee. You said, "We will ride off on swift horses." Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, He will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious He will be when you cry for help. As soon as He hears, He will answer you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, give us patience to wait for Your timing, knowing that You are working on perfecting us. Help us to trust You in the good times and the bad, and to know that You have a plan even when it doesn't seem to be in sight. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.